So it's, oh, we have to wear this.
Just speak into it because there's only one.
It's great to be back. Let me see, let me not stand in front of the slides. So, one of our marketing managers calls it a capital crime not to introduce yourself, so that's me in one slide. I spent, I don't know how many years in product management, must be 20 by now, and they're all in open source products, almost all. And before that, I was an engineer, an embedded engineer, and I was the maintainer of man, as you see at the bottom of the list of infamy. I wrote a book for O'Reilly, and that's why I'm surrounded by clouds in the picture, and that's kind of the short version.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sage McTaggart. I use they, them pronouns, and I work on cybersecurity at IBM. I did my undergrad at UMass Amherst and graduate school at UC Santa Cruz. I've done research in a lot of areas, ranging from programming languages, file systems, tons of other stuff, and I've worked on security for stuff at Red Hat and now IBM. I also work on incident response for Ceph and ODF at IBM, and in my free time, I like to hike with my dog and garden and work towards a better world.
So we're going to skip the intro slides because you know what Ceph is. Just, it's great, believe us. And Rook is even better. Let's just go to the security points. So data is expensive in so many ways when things go wrong. It's costly to collect, curate, storing it, ensuring regulatory compliance. And success is not optional. Failure to meet these requirements results in big fines at the least of the spectrum, and with loss of customers, loss of confidence, and services going down at the worst end of the spectrum. Actually, going out of business would be the worst end of the spectrum, but let's not be too melodramatic. I like this interesting point at the end of the slide, which is you want to have systems so that you're not the easiest target of those available. That goes for almost every product, and surprisingly, especially for an open source vendor, so many of my customers pay for upgrades and then they don't install them. But anyway, so we're going to go over what are the best practices to secure Ceph, and then also look at what's the newest, what's changed recently and what we have improved. And here is a little bit of an agenda of what we're going to cover. So, threat models. Security practices harden a specific point of the infrastructure. We have a security guide that's linked at the end, but this is a bigger point about how you use such a security guide. Cherry-picking security practices without a model of the threat